Mr. President, RFSU delivers this statement on behalf of 9 of its partners around the world. As proclaimed by Agenda 2030, there is a global agreement to end all forms of discrimination and violence against women and girls and ensure women's full participation and equal opportunities for leadership at all levels of decision making. In this line, many states have adopted appropriate measures, including temporary measures to prevent, redress, and eliminate gender stereotypes and discrimination against women and girls. However, it's not enough. When it comes to gender equality, there is no one-size-fits-all. As usually highlighted by the Working Group, Women and Girls with Disabilities, members of queer communities, Indigenous women, young women, women and girls of color, refugees face challenges for enjoying human rights. We women still have to face the deeply rooted cultural stereotypes. We still lack access to quality education, and in many countries, we are restricted to access to sexual and reproductive health rights. Our public spaces are narrowed. Me and my colleagues work on a daily basis with women who have been institutionalized in psychiatric hospitals against their will. Daily, we get to know the cases of women having zero chance of participation in decision making. Studies show that girls start being affected by damaging gender stereotypes by age of 6. By this time, girls start questioning their own intelligence, and this should be changed now. Ensuring women's participation at all levels of public life will be impossible without modifying social and cultural patterns of conduct, among others. This is not revolutionary. This is a consensus and commitment already reflected in CEDAW. We would like to ask the working group about specific measures for ensuring girls' opportunities to develop social and political leadership. I thank you.